Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Perfectionism. It's a great idea in theory, but in practice, it just doesn't work. And yet, we spend so much time stressing ourselves out because we're trying to make things perfect. Well, guess what? Perfect doesn't exist. The sooner you accept that, the happier your life will be. And in this video, I'll show you 5 ways to let go of perfectionism for the sake of your mental health. So, let's talk. Hi, I'm Jeremy Godwin. I'm a writer and mental health counsellor. If you've ever found yourself caught up in the meticulous pursuit of perfection, you'll know it's a bit like chasing a mirage. The closer you think you're getting, the further away it seems, and the more drained you feel. Perfectionism promises excellence, but it often leads you down a road filled with stress and disappointment. Breaking free from perfectionism isn't just beneficial, it's essential for your mental health and your overall well-being. So, what is perfectionism? At its core, perfectionism is a relentless striving for flawlessness. It's an unyielding standard where nothing less than perfect is acceptable. Perfectionism is a real double-edged sword. It can drive you to achieve great things, but it can also lead to self-defeating thoughts and behaviours that sabotage your happiness and peace of mind. So, you know, not exactly a win-win. The challenge is that there's no such thing as perfect, so we find ourselves chasing after impossible standards and setting ourselves up for disappointment and self-criticism. Now let's talk about the importance of addressing perfectionism. Why is it so crucial to deal with perfectionism? It's about realizing that perfection is an unattainable goal. When you're constantly aiming for the impossible, you set yourself up for endless frustration. This not only impacts your mental health, leading to anxiety, stress, and even depression, but it also hampers your ability to enjoy and appreciate your achievements and the journey towards them. When you show yourself kindness and compassion, and focus on learning from your mistakes instead of avoiding them, you can find greater peace of mind in life. So now let's talk about practical ways to overcome perfectionism. Tip 1, embrace imperfection. Start by acknowledging that imperfection is not only natural, but it's also what makes us human. We learn from our mistakes. This mindset shift is helpful because it changes your focus from what's missing to what's present. You can do this by celebrating small victories and proactively learning to find beauty in the flaws. Tip 2, challenge perfectionist thoughts. When you catch yourself having perfectionist thoughts, question them. Ask yourself, is this thought realistic? Or is there a more balanced way to look at this? This offers a more rational perspective, reducing the power of perfectionist thoughts. Tip 3, limit the comparison game. Constantly comparing yourself to others fuels perfectionism. The thing is that there's no direct comparison. We're all unique human beings with our own individual life experiences, so no amount of comparison will ever make you the same as someone else. All it will do is torture you unnecessarily. Focus on your own journey. Do this by celebrating your successes and also celebrating other people's successes without viewing them as a benchmark for your self-worth. Tip 4, set realistic goals. Instead of aiming for the unattainable, set achievable and measurable goals that stretch you, but are realistic and won't send you into a total meltdown. This provides a sense of accomplishment without the pressure of perfection. I did a video on how to do this recently, and I'll leave it linked in the episode description. Tip 5, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Understand that making mistakes is part of learning and growing. Self-compassion is extremely beneficial because it helps build your resilience and a healthier self-image. You can do this by speaking to yourself the way you would to a good friend, with understanding and kindness. Here's the thing. Letting go of perfectionism isn't about lowering your standards or giving up on excellence. It's about finding a healthier, more balanced approach to your life and your achievements. It's about understanding that sometimes good enough is just that, good enough. The beauty of life lies in its imperfections. It's in the unique, the unexpected, and the imperfect where we often find the most joy. So take that step today towards a more relaxed and more contented you. Your mind will thank you for it. You've got this. If this video was helpful, please give it a like, and you can listen to me share more tips on perfectionism and other topics in the Let's Talk About Mental Health podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to it in the description or head to ltamh.com. Thanks for joining me today and talk to you next time. Thank you to my amazing Patreon supporters. Join now for early episode access and ad-free content. It's linked in the episode description.